Blog Talk Radio.
You heard that, folks, and we welcome you to the Robinson Show. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and that was the call from Joe Buck on Fox Sports this past Sunday between the New Orleans Saints and the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC divisional playoff. I have to tell you, that was one of the best finishes, not just in the NFL, but in all of professional sports. We'll go more into detail about that game coming up and also the other divisional games that happened this weekend, as well as we'll talk a little NBA, also talk or bring up the NBA schedule tonight and the NHL schedule as well, and some other topics we want to discuss. But let's get right to the National Football League. This past weekend was the divisional weekend games, and they were outstanding. Let's get it started at Lincoln Financial Field in South Philadelphia between the Atlanta Falcons and the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, we know the Eagles' defense played a part as they helped beat the Falcons 15-10. Nick Foles got off to a rocky first half, but he was able to finish the game off marvelously. He completed 23 out of 30 passes for 246 yards. Also, Eagles' defense really contributed when we had Rodney McLeod, Nigel Bradham, and also Fletcher Cox, were able to have sacks in this game. In the losing effort, Matt Ryan was 22 out of 36 for 210 yards and a touchdown pass. With the Eagles winning that game, they remain intact and they secure home field advantage by taking on the winner of the Saints and the Vikings game in the NFC Championship in Philly. Also on Divisional Saturday, we had the New England Patriots battling the Tennessee Titans. Of course, New England handled their business 35-14. Tom Brady was Tom Brady as usual. He completed 35 out of 53 passes for 337 yards and 3 touchdown passes. On the losing side, Marcus Mariota, Tennessee's young quarterback, was 22 out of 37 for 254 yards. New England punched their ticket to the AFC Championship game. And now Divisional Sunday, Jaguars and the Steelers. No one saw this coming. We know about Jacksonville and Pittsburgh. They played each other earlier in the regular season in week 5, and Jacksonville handled their business at Heinz Field, and they came back and returned to the scene of the crime, and they handled their business in this game as Jacksonville took care of Pittsburgh 45-42. Jacksonville's defense was outstanding, but it was a running back by the name of Leonard Fournette that played his part as well. He had 25 carries for 109 yards and 3 touchdowns. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger passed for 469 yards and had 5 touchdown passes. Ben already said earlier this week that he will return to the Steelers next year, and he says he wants to play at least 3 more years. So Jacksonville punched their ticket to the AFC Championship game, and of course, we know about the Minnesota Miracle, the New Orleans Saints and the Minnesota Vikings. The game was basically a tale of two halves. Minnesota controlled the first half. Jerick McKinnon had scored a touchdown to give the Vikings a 7-0 lead. After a field goal gave Minnesota a 10-0 lead, Minnesota would put more points on the board, this time from running back Latavius Murray, to give Minnesota a 17-0 lead going into halftime. But we know Drew Brees is Drew Brees, and he handled his business in the second half when he fouled Michael Thomas for a touchdown to give the Hoodats a 17-7 lead. Also, he would find Michael Thomas again for another touchdown to cut the Vikings' lead 17-14. Vikings got another field goal from Kai Forbath to increase their lead 20-14. After a blocked punt, Drew Brees would find his other secret weapon, Alvin Kamara, on a touchdown to give the Saints their first lead of the game 21-20. Kai Forbath's 53-yard field goal would give Minnesota the lead once again 23-21. But Drew Brees had help from weapons on this current drive with Josh Hill, Willie Snead, Ted Ginn Jr., and Alvin Kamara. And it helped Will Lutz make a 43-yard field goal to give the Saints a 24-23 lead. 25 seconds left, the Vikings had one last chance to win the game. Case Keenum, the quarterback for the Vikings, who has been solid all year, connected with wide receiver Stephon Diggs on a 19-yard reception for a first down. After two failed possessions, the Vikings had one more chance to win the game. With 10 seconds left, Case Keenum would find Stephon Diggs on a 61-yard touchdown to win the game 29-24. Here's how Joe Buck called it from Fox Sports.
Work the ball on the boundary. Keenum steps into it. Pass is caught. Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Vikings win it!
And again, that was the call from Joe Buck from Fox Sports. Case Keenum connecting with Stephon Diggs for the game-winning 61-yard touchdown to give the Vikings a 29-24 win, and Minnesota punches their ticket to the NFC Championship. Case Keenum was 25 out of 40 for 318 yards, one touchdown and one interception. Stephon Diggs had six catches for 137 yards and one touchdown pass. On the losing effort, Drew Brees was 25 out of 40 for 294 yards, three touchdown passes, and two interceptions. So this sets up Championship Sunday. We have the AFC Championship between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New England Patriots. Kickoff is for 2:05 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you can watch that game on CBS. And then you have the NFC Championship game later on that evening between the Minnesota Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff time is for 5:40 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you can watch that game on Fox. Now, if you want to know who I think will win the conference championships and go on to the big game, coming tomorrow, I will release my 2018 conference championship outlook. Again, it's the 2018 conference championship outlook presented by the Robinson Report. Find out how both teams got to this point and who I think will win and make it to the big game. It will be available on ebook tomorrow on lulu.com. So, again, I'll be posting up the links on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So check it out. And, again, the Robinson Report presents the 2018 Conference Championship Outlook. It's available on ebook tomorrow at lulu.com. So now we've got our conference championships set up. Jacksonville and New England. Going to be an interesting game. New England was able to have their way with Tennessee, but no one expected Jacksonville to have their way with Pittsburgh like this. We knew Jacksonville would come in and be competitive, but not like this. No one saw Leonard Fournette. No one saw Blake Bortles play an effective game the way he did against that Pittsburgh defense. We knew the Jags handled their business in week 5 during the regular season, but no one expected them to do this, especially in the 16-degree weather up in the Steel City. No one saw that coming, but hey, that's the beauty of the NFL and that's the beauty of the second season. You never know what's going to happen. The second season, forget about what happened in the regular season. It's all about the postseason. The stats don't matter. If you come to play, you be ready to play, and certainly the Jags came ready to play and handle their business. But it should be an interesting AFC championship game between the Jags and the Patriots. And, of course, the NFC championship game, we know this game is going to be outstanding. Vikings-Eagles, both teams have outstanding offenses. The Eagles had one of the top offenses in the league. Their defense was top 5 as well. But Minnesota had the number 1 defense in the league this year. So the teams are kind of like basically mirror images of one another. However, Philly's offense may be a tad bit better, but still, we know what the Vikings defense is capable of doing. And we know Case Keenum doesn't turn the ball over too much. We know what he's capable of doing, as well as those receivers with Diggs, Thielen, and Kyle Rudolph, their awesome tight end. So it's going to be interesting what we're going to see later in that evening between the Eagles and the Vikings. Now, I want to get to the ending of the Minnesota Miracle for a moment. 10 seconds left in the contest. Now, to my knowledge, I'm sure this is a play that Sean Payton and his defense have practiced on many, many, many occasions. Marcus Williams made an outstanding interception to help the Saints get ahead in the game. Marcus Williams was also the same person that went low and missed the tackle on Stephon Diggs. Now, a lot of people are blaming him for the loss. Probably people are saying that, well, he should have done this. Well, he should have did this. Well, I don't know. My thing is this. I mean, he's not going to get a pass, but at the end of the day, he was responsible for helping the Saints make that turnaround and helping Drew Brees put points on the board. So the blame doesn't fall on him. The Saints were down 17-0. It wasn't just Marcus Williams' fault. I think the team were trying to play catch-up, and yes, they were ahead 24-23, but I know it's no excuse, and I'm not giving them a pass, but if any lesson should be learned from this, it should be that, it has to get better, and Marcus Williams will grow from this, but Saints fans won't forget it. A lot of NFL fans won't forget this, and it's tough for a lot of Saints fans. But if there's any silver lining from this, that the sun will shine again, and Saints fans have something to definitely look forward to this year, that they have their young guns coming back with Kamara, Thomas, Ginn, and things of that nature. So that takes care of the NFL side of things. And don't forget, NBA tonight, we've got the Timberwolves playing the Magic. We've also got the Pelicans playing the Celtics. The Mavericks will battle the Nuggets, and then Phoenix will battle Portland. Also, of course, you heard about last night's fight in the locker room skirmish between Rockets players Chris Paul and James Harden, looking for Austin Rivers and Blake Griffin. Currently, the NBA is investigating this situation, and we should have an answer within it. And we should have a verdict coming down within the next several days or so. So pay attention to that. Also, the NHL schedule tonight, you've got Flyers battling the Rangers. The Devils will battle the New York Islanders. St. Louis takes on Toronto. Dallas will play Detroit. Las Vegas will play Nashville. And San Jose will play Arizona. And also, I want to end this note that Dr. Larry Nassar had his four-day hearing today about the young ladies that were sexually assaulted while he was the team doctor of the USA women's gymnastics team. Of course, Simone Biles, Michaela Maroney, and Allie Raisman recently spoke out. So today completed the first day. And thank you so much for joining me on The Robinson Show. As always, I'm Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do. And as always, stick to the script. I'm out.